Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Live and Win, Activating the Inner Man Through Weight in Action. I'm your host, Duke Spiri. Remember, this podcast is a hub for mental health awareness, motivation, purpose, and identity building, not forgetting everything in between. Stay glued. Hi, welcome to Live and Win Season 2, Episode 1. My name is Duke Spiri. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's always exciting to be here knowing that you guys are listening out there, and hope you have written down your 2022 goals and you are planning, or rather you have started implementing them already. I'm personally looking forward to having an amazing journey with everyone in season 2, and I'm looking forward to also have new listeners on board so that we can grow the family. Hey yo, I mean, who wants to be alone? Nobody at all. To begin with, from the time I recorded my first episode, what has happened? How have I been? People have been asking, have you stopped recording? What? But hey, I'm here to answer all those questions. So I didn't stop recording. Season 1 just came to an end, and I just wanted to take some time off podcasting for just a month. I took a month to just think through on what to be talked about, and who to invite on the program, and how best I can deliver the content. So that's how I've been, and a lot has happened the past month. The good news is I made it to my next academic year. It was quite a challenge, you know, where you have to work, you have to go to school, but God is faithful, and yep, we banged it, girl. So today we'll be looking at a very cardinal topic: effective communication, effective relationships. Okay, so I know we're all familiar with communication. I know we know what relationships are, but in this case, we'll specifically talk about intimate relationships. But before we dig into effective communication and effective relationship, I just want to share with you on how my day started today. So I woke up at 6. I did my hair, and I started getting ready for church. Oh, okay, so someone is just reminding me in the background that I also did my makeup, which didn't come out well. The makeup was completely off, you guys. I tried to put my eyelashes, they were not, you know, they kept on coming out, and I don't want to recall that moment. But anyways, I made it to church. I don't know if I looked like a clown or not, but I made it to church, and the message was so touching. You know, the message was about finding our purpose and just living a fulfilled life. And I thought that's very cardinal to this generation. As young people have to know what our purpose is. We have to know what we are born for. We have to know that there's something that is expected of us. In as much as we want to have fun and do whatever we have to do when we are young, but always remember that there's a purpose that we have to fulfill. So that's just a word of encouragement before we get into what we have to discuss today. So like I earlier alluded, we'll be talking about effective communication and effective relationships. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. We only believe that inner man in you will be awakened if you feed it with the right word. So make sure all the time, always, you feed that inner man with the right words, with the right positive energy at all times. Yes. So we are talking effective communication and effective relationships. We know that communication is a building block for a successful relationship. And this is not only when it comes to an intimate relationship, but also when it comes to maybe a relationship in your workplace, a business relationship. You know, it can be any kind of partnership or relationship. When it comes to effective communication, I strongly feel communication is a core thing to build any relationship. I have received a number of questions from my peers and other listeners to talk about effective communication, we have seen a rise in the number of suicide cases in our country. And unfortunately, some of these incidences have happened because of maybe relationships that some people were in. You know, maybe some people felt like they were not understood. They felt like their partners were not giving them the required time or attention that they deserve. They tried to speak out and to no avail. And some people end up taking their own lives, which shouldn't be the case. Mental health is very cardinal when it comes to our personal growth, when it comes to us, when it comes to everything that we want to do. Because I believe if someone is mentally okay, it's easier for them to form positive and impactful relationships. But if you're mentally struggling, then it will be hard for you to even have a normal relationship, not only as boyfriend, girlfriend, but even with just your friends. It will be hard because mentally you're not okay. Mentally, there's something which just tells you you're not good enough, nobody loves you, and you're just going to be isolated. So I felt okay for a start. As I open season 2, it will be okay if I can talk about effective communication, effective relationships. So, like I said, communication is very important for any relationship to grow. There are certain tips that we have to keep in mind when it comes to effective communication, okay? It's not like because we said communication is very vital, and then all of a sudden you just go to your spouse and you start talking. You know what? I feel like you don't love me. I feel like this and that and that. That's okay. But then there are certain strategies that you have to use if you want to communicate to your partner. Okay, there are certain things that have to be in place. There's a certain atmosphere which has to be created before you start explaining how you feel or how offended you might be. Okay, so there are certain things that we'll talk about, and I expect to get a feedback from you guys, of course, so that I can also get to learn from you. I can learn one or two things at the end of the day. So one thing we must all know is that when we get into a relationship with somebody, yeah, you might know someone you are in a relationship with, maybe your childhood friends, or you're at the same school, your classmates, or whatever similarities you might have. We need to know that people come from different backgrounds, and people are differently attached. You know, there are people who've been through so much and they're sexually attached, and there are people who come from homes whereby they are sexually attached. What do I mean by this? There are certain people who've been taught on how to deal with trauma, people who've been, you know, who've been taught on how they can bring out their emotions, on how they can address what they don't like. Then on the other hand, we find people who literally have no idea on how to express themselves, people who never had a secured attachment at childhood. And these people that we usually meet, but then we don't pick it that, okay, this person is coming from such a background. Or what you know is, okay, I'm crushing on that person, or that person is crushing on me. 2 or 3 months later, maybe you end up being in a relationship with them, everything is rosy. All of a sudden you find that somebody has started withdrawing from you or from their relationship, which is and always is a concern in most cases, because who would want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't communicate? Who would want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't want to, you know, express themselves that they're hurt or they're angry about something? So we need to understand all those dynamics, of which we can't know that someone was sexually attached or insecurely attached at childhood level. So these are things that you just have to look out for. And the best way that we can try, or the best way that we can build these health relationships, will start by effective communication. Communication is very vital, like I said when we opened. Communication is so vital because when you communicate with your friend, you know that maybe what you've done is wrong or not. when you communicate how offended you are by something, the other person picks it and they're likely never to do it again because they know that you'll be hurt. Okay, so those are the, you know, that's the importance of effective communication, because if you communicate to say, you know what, I'm hurt by what you did, I'm hurt by those words, I'm hurt by your actions, somebody will, it will send a message to them. They'll pick it up from there, and believe you me, next time they won't do the same thing to you. They'll know that, okay, this thing hurts my friend and I won't repeat it. So what are the tips when it comes to effective communication? So first of all, you have to be an engaged or a good listener. Okay, so if somebody comes to you and tells you, you know what, I've been feeling bad of late because of what you told me, or you know, what you did when you went out, or maybe when you met my friends. Okay, when somebody's telling you that, you have to be engaged in that conversation. How do we tell that somebody is engaged in a conversation or not? First of all, the body language itself speaks. I personally know that when I'm talking to you and then you're not interested, I'll be able to read that looking at your body language. When we are having a conversation, I expect you to be in it. We have to soak in the conversation, yeah? We have to soak. So if I'm talking, then, you know, you're busy playing games, you're busy on your phone, you're busy on your laptop, you're busy, you know, with your books or anything for those who are in school. You're busy with your books, you know, you're on social media, you know, commenting, doing other things. If you're having a conversation, then I know that you're not into the conversation. So you have to be an engaged listener. When it's time for a conversation with someone, you have to value that time. You have to put every other thing aside and say, okay, this time is very important because this conversation will actually build our relationship. So put every other thing aside and just give time to that conversation. Listen to what your friend is trying to say. And you have to listen to understand. You don't have to listen so that you give out your view and you come out all defensive. You have to understand what your other friend is saying. You have to pick it. Okay, why have they said this? Or why are they thinking like this? Okay, so you need to pick all those points once the conversation is ongoing. Then for you who wants to express yourself in an honest way. There are times where people want to express themselves not in a too good way, like not in a really honest way, okay? But you have to be honest with what you're feeling. Don't dilute it to say, maybe when I say this, this person might leave my life. When I say this, this person might go. You know what? It's better you express yourself in an honest way. And if the person wants to leave your life, let them leave. You could have done your part to tell them that you were hurt, because you can't continue being in a relationship which is hurting you, or for the sake of having the status of, oh, I'm in a relationship, I'm engaged, I'm dating, or whatever. You have to express yourself in an honest way, okay? And like I said, you have to be, you know, you have to pay attention to nonverbal signs. If you're talking to someone, then you know they're busy with other things, that might tell you that they're not interested in having that discussion with you. And if somebody is not interested in having a discussion with you, we can't force them. You can't force people to have a discussion with you. And then you can just end that conversation in a good way, in a matured way, you know, in a calm way. You can actually end that conversation, not in a scenario where the conversation started on a passive note, then you notice that maybe your friend is not into the conversation, then it ends in a war. No, it's not supposed to end like that. You can always end a conversation in a passive way, and always control your emotions. This one, I'll say it over and over and over again. Please learn to control your emotions as you are communicating with someone. You might be the victim, you might be the one who's hurt, but that doesn't mean you should be all over the place with your emotions. Don't let the emotions get the best of you, okay? We still have to be in a place whereby you're upset, yes, but you still have, you know, that thought, you still have that ability to control your thoughts, to control your words, and to control your body language even when you're upset. You have to control your emotions, because if you don't, you might end up saying something which you later regret. Okay, so it's very vital that we control our emotions when it comes to effective communication. I know this might sound so easy as I'm talking, but when you're at the ground, you're the one who's affected, and you're like, Dorcas, you don't understand. That person did that. That guy did this. That God did this. You know, this and that, this and that. Yeah, I might not understand the situation that you're going through with your partner or your friend, but what I'm saying is you have to control your emotions. Whether you're very upset or you're a bit upset or you're moderately upset, controlling your emotions is very important, because you might say something that after 10 minutes you start regretting. Yo, did I say that? Did I really say that? And where, you know, it's really hard for you to just take back words. So it's very cardinal that we take control of our emotions, even as we're trying to have that productive conversations with our partners, with our friends, or any intimate friendship that you have with anybody. You have to be very careful, and you have to watch out for your emotions as you watch out for theirs as well. You just have to be, you know, to be emotionally intelligent at communication, because if you're emotionally intelligent, it's easier for you to actually have a very productive conversation. This reminds me of a certain story that I want to share with you guys. So it's some kind of a crazy story. It happened like some time back in college. So I was invited for a farewell dinner for the final graduates, and I was the guy that I was dating at that time was in the school, in the college union and the like. So I was invited to this gathering, and I went. So we actually reserved a table for us, but I had to go back to my room to go and get something. So when I came back, I found that there was another lady sitting on that table. I was very, very upset, because I actually had a gift that I was supposed to give my boyfriend back then, not now, not this one, but the one I dated when I was in college. And he was seated there with another lady, and they were chatting. So I got very upset. I went to sit on a different table. So on that table, I found another gentleman there. He was all alone. Then I was like, oh, okay, you're my partner for tonight, because we've been given an instruction to mingle and not sit with the people that we came with. So in my mind, I was like, oh my God, I was upset for no reason to begin with, because I didn't ask what that lady was doing on that table. I didn't ask if that was a directive that they got so that we should mingle and sit with other people, not the people that we came with. So I'm sharing this story because it's all about controlling emotions. If I, you know, blasted in anger and, you know, did all these crazy stuff, turning the tables or the chairs around, I could have just made a scene for nothing, because that was a directive. Because even the guy that I sat with, the girlfriend sat on the next table with another guy. And, you know, people were just having fun. They were getting to know each other. What program are you doing? When are you finishing? You know, and just, you know, it was more like networking. And, oops, I could have ruined everything that night. So that's just a short story about the importance of controlling your emotions. At times, you even overreact before you even know what's digging. So make sure you find out what's digging first before you begin to have any conversation with anybody, if you want to approach them. That's the case if you want to approach them. Yeah, so those are the tips when it comes to effective communication. And one thing I must say is relationships are very important. I personally treasure relationships. It can be with a girlfriend, it can be with a boyfriend, because if you have healthy relationships, it's easier for you to grow. It's easier for you to know the areas that you have to improve in your life. at times it's hard for people who see us from afar to actually tell us, you know what, when you do this or you do that, that doesn't come out so well. But if it's somebody that we love, we know that when they correct us or they criticize us, they're actually doing it from a point of love, okay, and not a point of competition or hate. So, excuse me, relationships are very important, and we should do all we can to protect these relationships that we have. And this brings me to the next topic, not really to the next topic, but to the next subtopic, because we just talked about the tips for effective communication, and now I want us to talk about what must you do when you have started that conversation, when you start that communication process with your partner. What are you supposed to do? First of all, if you're upset about something, learn to express that anger. At first, you know, in the early days of my teenagehood, I was holding up so much. When someone does something which I don't like, I'll just hold it up to a point that I'll just stop talking to them. The wonder, what have I done to her? You know, we're all okay, and she just stopped talking to me. She just goes to school alone or anything. It's because I used to harbor so much inside. So a point that when it's too much, it just turns into hatred, and you just like stop talking to the other person, which must not be the case. Most of us young people are not taught how to express our anger. We are taught to forgive and forget. Yes, forgiveness is very divine, but you have to express where you are not happy in a good way. Okay, there's a difference between a thought and a feeling. Thoughts and feelings are different. Okay, at times, if I notice my partner is doing something that I don't like, when I go like, you know what, I feel like you don't love me anymore. When I just say that, my partner, the first thing that my partner would think of, he'll try to be defensive. He'll go like, why do you feel like I don't love you anymore? Haven't you seen what I've done for you? Haven't you seen what I've bought for you? Haven't you seen where I took you? Blah, 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 blah. You know, all those things will come in to say, okay, why have you said this? Because it's a feeling. That's how you feel. You feel like maybe your partner doesn't love you enough. But then how are you supposed to come out when you're in such a situation that you feel you're not given the love that you deserve? You're not given the attention that you deserve. I personally love attention. If you don't want to give me attention, bruh, if you have other things that you're doing, then, you know, it's just like a turn off for me. And I feel like most of the ladies out there, we all want attention. So if you don't get the attention from your partner, if you don't get attention from your friend, then it puts you in a tight position. But there's always a better way on how we can express our feelings on how we feel. You know, so the best way, for example, if maybe you feel so disconnected from your partner, instead of telling them, you know what, I feel like you don't love me, I feel like you don't care about me, you can just say, you know what, of late I've been feeling disconnected from you, and I'm worried that maybe you might not feel the same. Okay, so the way the second phrase has come out, it has come out in a way that it's more like in your mind, it's a thought. You feel disconnected, it's a thought. You know, of late I've been feeling disconnected, and I'm scared, or I'll be worried. You know, I'm scared that I'll let myself worry that you don't love me anymore. So it's actually giving that direction of saying, it's just in my mind. You know, I don't know what's happening, but I feel like we are disconnected. I don't know what's happening, but I'm scared, or be worried that maybe you don't love me that much. And if you come out like that, mostly your partner will really understand what you're going through, and they'll give you a response which is positive. And if they feel, or they've known themselves that, okay, maybe in one or two ways the way they came out wasn't that good, you'll be able to discuss that. So let's not let our emotions get the best of us. Let's use the right word when you're having a conversation. Then the other must do thing is know the right moment to talk about things. No matter how upset you are, even though you're the victim, just know the right atmosphere to talk about certain things. It's not anywhere you just go like, maybe somebody's at work, or maybe if you're at school, both of you are at school and you're having a lecture, then you just write a message, you know, you write a text to your partner telling them how disappointed you are with them, that they don't give you attention. Your friend is in class or your partner is at work. That can really ruin their day. So you have to know the atmosphere on in which to come out and have such conversations. Make sure you are both relaxed, okay? You're in a place that is private, because who would want to be to have such a conversation in an open place? You're in a restaurant where there's, I don't know, there's so many people and you're there talking about how disappointed you are in your partner. You have to make sure that the environment is so conducive for your people. And lastly, yeah, we are now getting to the last part. How to communicate better. So as you're having that conversation, you know, you need to ask open-ended questions so that you can get the desired response from your partner. Don't ask closed-ended questions, because the response will just be yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, okay? Then the other thing is, don't interrupt your partner when they're giving out a response. You ask them a question, they want to give you the response, then you cut them. They want to do something, you cut them. Okay, so if, first of all, if you called for that conversation, it's obvious you want to hear them speak, so let them speak. But if it's a case where somebody wants to speak, no, you cut. Somebody wants to say this, you cut. Somebody wants to say that, you cut. And that won't be, it won't be an effective communication that you're going to have. And it's obvious that if you fail to resolve small differences, then your relationship might be, you know, might be at risk of dissolving, because you can't talk, you can't reason, you can't reach a conclusion. One wants to talk, everybody wants to talk at the same time, nobody wants to listen. Remember, communication requires one to be an engaged listener. That's when the message is passed and it makes sense in somebody's head. But all the time you want to talk, you ask a question, someone wants to answer, you answer it yourself again, then that won't be effective communication. Then the other thing is, speaking face-to-face with someone carries so much weight. I don't know if I'm the only one who believes in this, but I feel when I want to have a deep conversation with someone, it can be with my boyfriend, it can be with my friend, I prefer it's face-to-face. Because if we're using, you know, SMSs, you can't read between the lines. You can't read the emotions of somebody. You can't tell their body language, okay? But if it's face-to-face, you'll be able to see all those things, and it will be easier for you to have that productive conversation with them. So try by all means to have a one-on-one conversation. If maybe somebody's saying, what if we are in two distant places, maybe it's a long-distance relationship, and the only way we can talk is through phone, you can video call. You can talk to them as long as you're seeing their face, you're seeing their expressions. Then that can also carry a bit of some weight as well if meeting with them in person is not possible. So make sure that you speak face-to-face with them, and always talk about the little things which hurt you. Always talk about the little things which hurt you. There are certain things that we tend to overlook in a relationship. Like, okay, anyway, maybe he doesn't know that hurts me. Or anyway, she doesn't know that when she does that hurts me. And you just keep it to yourself. You share it with your friends. And at times, friends are really a bad vibe when it comes to relationships. You need to decide what you have to share with your friends. You need to decide what you want to share with your family when it comes to your relationship. Because one day, you might have a difference with your partner. You can forgive your partner, but your family and your friends won't forgive him or her. So you have to be sure, you have to be very careful about what to share with other people when it comes to your relationship. You need to choose what you can share with them, okay? It's not everything that you have to offload all in the name of seeking advice. So you have to be very sure on that. Then, something that I just thought I should talk about, yeah, it's a bit off the topic, but one thing I wanted to bring out when it comes to effective communication, effective relationships, is is the issue of quality time. I feel if you have to make your relationship a success, you need to create time for it. Okay, I know this was just on communication, but this is also something that helps with having a better relationship is quality time. You need to spend quality time with your partner. Okay, find time in your busy schedule at least maybe once a week. If it's possible, you can see them. In a month, at least 3-4 times you have to see them. Communication is every day, but also find quite, you know, you also find sacrifice some time to just have that quality time whereby you're just the two of you. You talk about the future, you talk about your current plans, you talk about what you want to venture in, and just any other ambitions that you might have. That's also very vital. This is all I heard for you on this episode in season 2. This is actually our first episode in season 2. I'm happy that you guys are out there are listening, and it will be super super awesome if you actually drop a feedback for me concerning this discussion that we had. Thank you so much. I'll catch you next week at the same place, same time, which is Sunday 6 p.m. Thank you so much for tuning in.